This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The congressional impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump is set to resume 2 hours from now on Capitol Hill. It is a busy week of public hearings, and today's could be one of the most dramatic sessions yet. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump appointed Gordon Sondland, a major campaign donor, to be ambassador to the European Union. And it's believed he holds the key to whether Trump held up military aid to Ukraine to force an investigation into Democratic rivals. A State Department counselor in Ukraine testified he overheard Sondland reassuring President Trump on a cell phone call on July 26th that Ukraine's president agreed to investigate Trump's Democratic rivals. Four witnesses testified yesterday. Two said there was no quid pro quo. Former Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker defended former Vice President Joe Biden against GOP allegations.
I know how he respects his duties of higher office, and it's just not credible to me.
Republicans say the Democrats are just looking for a way to oust President Trump. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israel says its military has carried out what is called a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington,